Hi, my name is Eric Edwards. I played Pearl on the phenomenal movie Blade, and this is the Vampire Movie Minute.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris.
And I'm Chris Derkach from the Jay and Silent Bob Minute.
Which hopefully will return one day with Kevin Smith getting a new movie coming out.
Maybe by the time he gets the new movie out, we'll get the next season out.
It's damn funny. You guys are on Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. Jay and Silent Bob Reboot has come out. And Jay and Silent Bob Star Wars is the next film coming.
Well, we got to slow down. We don't want to catch up and then have nothing to do.
Well, you're gonna have to cover the 420 showing, right? Because that's part of the universe as well.
I mean, maybe on Patreon we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that on Patreon.
You guys have a lot of Patreon people waiting for the next episode.
We haven't put one episode up on Patreon yet, but we're planning on it.
Well, Chris is joining me once again. He was back earlier on for the early part of Blade. So now we're still on Blade. Blade has taken a while, too. I don't know what happened, but there was a couple months. I only put out like one episode a month, where I usually do two a month. And I haven't skipped a month, but good Lord, I look back at when I started Blade. I started Blade like back in September of last year.
It's funny you said Chris was on in the beginning. I disremembered that I was on in the beginning. That's how long this has been going on.
Yeah, you were on like way back in the beginning. You were on right after I had the. You were on right after I had the porn star on Little Puck. If you're familiar with who she is,
I think you talked about her in the episode, but I wasn't familiar.
Yeah, she was in a horror movie called Only Fangs, like you know Only Fans.
Yeah.
But she's a really sweet person. But her content is not safe for work, just FYI. So we're talking about minutes 90 to 95 of Blade. And these are the action-packed minutes of the film. I mean, the whole film is action-packed. But right at the beginning of these minutes, we have Mercury in the most ridiculous-looking coat, handing over Blade's sword to Frost and making a joke that he's going to cut off Donald Lowe's hand, which is kind of sucks.
Again, you know, that poor guy's lost enough already, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, right at the beginning of the movie, he gets fried to death. and of course, he knows Blade's trick with the sword, too.
He loses an arm in the beginning, too, and has to grow it back.
Oh, God, yeah. And he gets Pearl's hand, too, and then he attaches that to him. We had the actor who played Pearl on the show, the big fat vampire.
You did? Oh, wow.
Like most people who are in that kind of grotesque-looking, you know, monster makeup, they don't actually look like that in real life.
Well, thank God, because that was a very, very gross-looking monster at the time.
Totally, totally. A lot of people always thought that was like Slug, who was a villain in the Marvel Universe.
Oh.
This scene with Donald Lowe is great because, you know, he doesn't get much more time in the rest of the movie. And Blade also has got some problems as his vampire thirst is beginning to get to him.
It's getting to him, but he's not acting the way they mention it too. Eventually, that he's acting like a zombie rather than a vampire. He just zones out.
You know, here's the big question: is like, why didn't he take his serum before he went into this big fight?
Wasn't that serum that he brought with him?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It's like a real plot hole.
Yeah,
and you know his mother doesn't give it.
We know he needs
his mother. You know his mother don't give a shit about him anymore.
Well, we're going to find that out, yeah.
Oh, very uncomfortable undressing scene between mother and son coming up.
Yes, yeah. I wish it wasn't in my minutes, let's just say that.
What, you're not a fan of a little vampire-on-vampire mother-son action? Come on.
It was too much. Vampire-vampire, incest. Mom didn't even get any older from the first, you know, first time they showed her.
Well, here's the funny thing. You think about it. In the... if you ever watch True Blood, they refer to each other as like mother, father, sister, brother all the time on that show.
Yes. I definitely watched True Blood too, by the way.
Yeah. It Kevin Smith, by the way, if you've been watching his Fat Man Beyond, he just mentioned he just did a huge rewatch of True Blood.
I did hear him say that. I would rewatch True Blood, I think. I mean, it was a decent show, but there was a season where it was like, it's a little, again, not too safe, not safe for work, the one season where the whole town is having sex with each other.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, they were just like, there was just tits and ass and dick
Everywhere.
everywhere. It was
Yeah,
constantly
everywhere.
on screen.
Yeah.
I have to admit that Deacon Frost, in like every scene he's in, he is definitely like a badass. Like, you could say, oh, this is the precursor to Spike, and it's like actually Spike would debut a year before this.
Really? On
Yeah,
Buffy,
Spike
huh?
debuted a year before Blade came out in theaters. Spike was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer in season two, and that was in 1997. This is
Huh.
1998.
Wow. Yeah, see, he
So
does seem to.
they're filming Blade when Spike shows up on Buffy. So you can't say one copy the other.
So it's really just two things happening at the same time that are very close to each other.
Correct, correct. She lands in a pit after being revealed by Frost and Donald Lowe's character, whose names I always forget, Karen is the character's name, finds out that her old co-worker is now a goddamn zombie.
Not only co-worker, that was the ex-boyfriend too, remember? She was trying to talk her into getting back with him
Very
in scene.
briefly, yeah, that was
Yeah.
like a that was a workplace romance that definitely didn't end right, and
Right.
probably would have gotten HR involved.
Well, and he was still going at it, and she was like, "No, but you were an asshole. That's why we broke up."
Don't remember him getting all chewed up though. He got bitten, so I guess he's just rotting, right? Because he's a zombie.
That's what I feel like. They bit him and then threw him in that cave and never let him feed. So that's why he's hungry all the time too, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I do like the lighting in the whole shot, you know what I mean? It changes to this like underworld style blue. Did you notice that?
I did notice. I like the fact that it was like a shock too. Like, oh my God, that's him from that last scene.
This entire plot line involving the elders being sacrificed for the blood god, I feel like this could have gotten expanded upon more early on. You know what I mean? We get a little bit of the text and we get Pearl's like translation of it all and Whistler's
Right.
like translation, but it just felt like there was more here with the plot and they had to keep this film, just like, it goes for a full 2 hours. So we've got a lot of time left, but.
Right. I do have some questions about it. I know we got another 5 minutes and it's most of that, so I'm going to save it for that. But I have some questions about the whole Blood God thing.
Yeah, I do find it hilarious that it's the mother who decides to unbutton her son's shirt in a very seductive way with the knife.
Also, we find out that Frost has been banging his mom this whole time,
Oh,
right?
yeah, we learned that from the beginning of the movie when she's in like the club, because this is like above the club or something like that, or this isn't too far. If you remember when Pearl is killed, he calls Frost, and we see a black woman get up
I did.
out of the bed, the special bed that protects him from sunlight.
The cool bed. It is a cool bed. I like
Do
his
you think
coffin. His coffin's awesome.
Frost is banging both Blade's mom and Mercury, and they're having threesomes?
I mean, I don't see why not at this point, because those two are pretty close too when they show those two together.
They don't ever show Mercury making out with Blade's mom.
No, but they show Frost and her pretty close.
They show Frost and her, and they show Frost and Mercury. So
Yeah.
it's a guarantee that he's got both of them. And if this was a movie made maybe 10 years into the 80s or maybe even today, I guarantee it was like maybe a comic book. You would definitely see like there was like a Blade Max comic at one point,
Okay.
which is basically like Marvel's like more adult kind of line of books.
Got
And even under the Disney banner, they'll tiptoe the adult material, the exception of cocaine, as it was stated in Deadpool Wolverine. I guarantee they would have shown some kind of like makeout session between the two, and just for the eroticism of it all.
Right. I don't know. I think they did enough with poor Blade's mom, so maybe I didn't want to see that anyway.
Did you, by the way, see Deadpool Wolverine, where Blade finally returned?
I did. We actually saw it in the movie theaters, and I cheered as soon as I saw Blade.
Cool. The day we're recording this is 2 days away from The Mandalorian and Grogu coming out.
And we'll probably see that in the movie theater also. I just did a full rewatch of all the Star Wars from the beginning, including the cartoons, because I was out of work for a couple of weeks. I had a surgery.
Oh, sorry to hear that. And I don't know if you heard this. Some sad news, because you just watched the cartoons as well. You know, Tom Kane just passed away. He was the voice of Yoda on Clone Wars.
My daughter literally told me that this morning when I was leaving for work. She's like, did you watch the Clone Wars cartoon? I said, yes. She said, the voice of Yoda died. Oh, thanks a lot. You just ruined my whole day.
Yeah, but you know what he's also most belovedly known for? He's the voice of the Professor Utronium, the father of the Powerpuff Girls.
That's right. She mentioned that also this morning. She said, he was in the Powerpuff Girls. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was Dr. Neutronium.
Yeah. There's a bunch of photos Tara Strong has been posting. She's been pouring her heart out because she's like, Tom is only like 14 years older than me because she's like 50 and
Oh
he's like
wow.
64. But
Yeah.
he's like he was my father on that show. He's the girl's father. It's we all had a connection to him. We all recorded
Yeah.
those episodes together.
What a good show that was too. I never got into the cartoons, but I had some time to kill, so I definitely went ahead and just and watched it. And I was glad I did.
Yeah, I don't see a bad thing being posted about Tom Kane. It is really sad that he just passed away. But
Yeah.
we may not have mentioned this the last episode in terms of Marvel comic legends that have passed away. Jerry Conway has passed away recently. He's the father of the Punisher, Power Girl, and so many others.
Oh wow.
If you, by the way, pick up Superman, Spider-Man, there's a crossover date between Power Girl and the Punisher.
Really?
Yeah, because he created both of them. It was written by Gail Simone.
Oh wow.
Well, that's it for these 5 minutes of Blade. And we ended on a tragic note talking about some of the industry legends who passed away, unfortunately. But hey, Blade's father, one of his two fathers, is still with us. Marv Wolfman just had a birthday, still kicking it in his late 80s.
Right, that's good news. Finally, some good news.
But hey, Chris, where can people find you if your podcast ever returns?
We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. Me and my co-host Jeff Ferry. We're on duelinggenre.com. We did Clerks. We did Mallrats. We did Chasing Amy. I can't even think of all the ones we did now. We're working our way through Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back right now. Stay tuned. We got a couple months, but it's definitely going to start coming out.
And I am Dr. Chris from the Radio Horror Network. You can find me here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast. We are rounding out our coverage of Blade. We got about, I believe it's about four episodes left. Sorry, 5 episodes left. And then we will be finished with Blade. And then at the be sometime over the summer, we will be starting the French Canadian vampire movie, our first foreign film, if you don't count Vampire Hunter D, our first foreign film, which will be entirely with subtitles too, which will be interesting to watch. But I really love this film. I think it's really good, and I think more people should check it out. It is called Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person. It is a fantastic film, longest title for a vampire movie ever.
Yeah. Hey, I was on Vampire Hunter D too, by the way.
You were on Vampire Hunter D as well. Yes,
Right.
definitely, definitely. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another exciting episode of Blade here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.